My sense is that if we're not meeting people's basic needs, they can't see that Jesus would do anything else for them in their lives. So I think that's why, biblically speaking, we get what Jesus tells us with the commands and with Matthew 25 and this, you know, feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. We get it before we get the Great Commission. That at the very end of Jesus' ministry, when he's leaving and he's saying, okay, now you're going to go out into the world, and I've already taught you all these other things, then the last thing for you to know is make disciples and baptize them in my name. But that's the last thing he says. And I think that there is this progression that we really need to take seriously scripturally, that we've got to take care of people where they are, what needs they have. And when we do that, they don't just see a handout, but that they see us as people motivated to help make their lives better, and that they see there's a reason for that. And what I would love to see would be some doors open and somebody say, why? Why did you do that? What would prompt you to take care of somebody you don't even know? That opens the door then for us to say, well, because Jesus is a part of my life, because Jesus has done this for me, then I need to help you. And then maybe that will be something then that becomes important for you too, that Jesus, then you see what else Jesus can do in your life. But that can't be the first message, or I don't think they'll see Jesus, or at least they won't see the same Jesus that I do.